And if you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't. At the table, someone passed you something, and you say, I don't care.
Sheriff, in.
Okay. Say you had something more of a dish than you could eat for Sunday dinner. Monday, you'd eat it, and you'd say you were having
leftover.
When you put food in your mouth, you begin to
chew.
Have you ever heard of a pudding made of Indian meal, and it's boiled, or it's just warm cornmeal with milk and water, or milk or water?
Mush.
Okay. Is that sugar in it?
Well, some people use sugar in it.
Is it very popular, or is it usually, if you just have some, say, cornbread left over that you want to use, is it something you make anew? You just start with fresh cornmeal?
You start with fresh cornmeal, the way they do through this country. I don't know what exactly the ingredients are put in it, but anyhow, they put it in warm boiling water,
mm-hmm.
put the meal in it, stir it,
mm-hmm.
and they usually eat it with milk, you know.
Is it like a dessert, or could it be a...
Yeah, it could be. Some people put sugar in it and use it as a dessert.
What do you call the plant that you maybe grow in a small patch? You have to plant them again every year, and some of them are yellow, some of them are red, some of them are green. How would you classify all of them? You usually have a meat and a... For dinner, you have a meat and maybe bread and one of these items that you've grown in your...
A vegetable, you mean you grow in the garden?
Right. Is there another word that you use besides garden that would suggest maybe a smaller area or a larger one?
Well, a smaller area is put out a small patch, a little patch.
So a patch would be smaller than a...
Small.
Okay. What do you call it? It's a pretty well-known southern food, and it's made from whole grain corn that has been leached.
Hominy.
Okay. And there's something else that's like hominy, but it's sold in the store. It's smaller, it's white, and you have it with bacon and eggs.
Corn?
I was thinking of, say, grits. Is that...
Grits?
How's that like hominy?
That's altogether different. Now, that'd be more like what we call in this area. Now, down in Georgia, that's a very common food, you know. It's grits.
I've only had hominy once. That's all I've ever had is grits.
But grits, I like grits. I like the way I like to eat, by the hell of the way I eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just take grits and eat them with sweet milk.
What, add the sweet milk to the grits, or cook the grits in sweet milk?
Yeah, just eat it. In other words, just take out a couple of spoonfuls and put in a glass of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it like that.
Mm.
Then there's down there, I ate dinner one time down there with an old town. They'd have grits about every meal. Now in this country, a housewife, they think they're starving to death, they don't have potatoes every meal. You know, I mean once a day.
Yeah.
You might say for lunch.
Uh-huh.
They want potatoes. Well, down there, they want grits.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both the starch, I guess. That's probably the...
Huh?
They're both starches. It's probably about the same thing.
Yeah, I'd say
in a diet.